Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
As you've heard this morning, the Indiana State Fair is putting a ban on unaccompanied juveniles. Yeah. Don't look at us. If a bunch of 15-year-olds can't figure out how to act, engage a problem, you're going to see 15-year-olds told they can't show up without an adult. Someone's going to be responsible for you. You know why this is, of course. Because children are not adults, and someone has to be responsible for them because we don't allow them to be responsible for themselves because we actually care about kids. Now, translate that into any other place or part of American life. We care about kids. We don't let them advocate for themselves, or we don't let them decide for themselves because they don't know how. They're children. And I wish there were more groups in Indiana who would actually respect children and not try and push things upon them or have anybody think, including them, that they can make their own decisions, like medical decisions. And then, of course, decisions on who they love. Oh, that's coming. Because we've discussed it many, many times here. Many, many times. This was a tweet. This gets heavy, guys. This was a tweet that was sent out by somebody who certainly has put out things that have become true or they are true, has the data, has the research. Allison Walker, PhD. Understanding resilience strategies among minor attracted individuals. I'm sorry. Did you just say minor attracted individuals? You mean pedophiles. Oh, you want to come at me? You want to tell me how dare I? Bring the lawsuits. I'm good. It is what it is, and I'm not changing language to appease people who want to have sex with children. I won't do it. I'll stand up to you in court. I'll stand up to you on the street corner. I'll stand up to you here. I'm not doing that. If it means my job, so be it. Truth must prevail. And there are people out there who are super desperate to make sure children can consent to things that we all know they shouldn't be allowed to consent to. Allison Walker, who is now Alan Walker, you can follow that one. This is legit. This is a real thing that is happening in society. And so much of this is connected, of course, to this push that we're seeing. Never mind just about children deciding their gender. It's about children being cleaved from their parents and being able to make their own decisions. The idea that you would offer a class resilience strategies among minor attracted individuals. I'm not saying there aren't people out there who aren't attracted to minors. They are. And they need all the help in the world. But if they act upon it, they go to jail for 100 years. We've spoken. Society has spoken. And while you may have a fetish, by the way, everybody has a fetish. Some of them are totally legal. Some of them are harmless. Some of them are illegal and possibly harmless. Some of them are legal and totally can create harm. And some of them involve children. And the answer is no. And you should be fought in the streets. They're children. They can't consent. Children cannot make this decision. They're children. What's wrong with you? Now, the answer to that question is a far greater answer than we have time for here. I'm not saying you shouldn't get help. I am saying we're going to protect the children, and your desire, fetish, whatever you want to call it, is meaningless in the larger scheme. The kids have to be protected. if someone's having a class about resilience strategies amongst among minor attracted individuals, this is the step towards trying to normalize it. No. No. Everything was actually fine until someone decided, you know what? I'm sick and tired of only doing this on the college level. Let's go after the kids. Let's bring it right down to elementary school. Let's go after the kids. Who do these parents think they are keeping their kids from us? Don't they know their children belong to all of us? Let's get them. And this progressive society said, sure, yeah, let's get them. Everything was fine. Everything was fine until you tried to tell us that somehow women are men and men are women, which is not true. You didn't say people are living their lives the way they see fit. Go live your life. As long as you're not hurting others, it's fine by me. You said, let's go after the kids. And you're amazed that people are saying no. And then you call those people bigots, and you call them domestic terrorists, and you call them hateful, and you tell them they're leading people to suicide, their children to suicide because they're not providing gender-affirming this and that. Parents, adults, rational people, keep standing up to these bullies. What they want is a horrific world. What they want is a horror show. You're right. They're wrong. Your kids are worth it. Don't stop fighting. And it is uglier out there than you think. Sad but true. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.